Live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas, it's Tough Talk with Tony Gambo. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambo.
Okay, welcome to the show. Hey, it's a different week. A different day this week for the show. Everybody knows we're always on Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time. But I wanted to do a special show to get, a group of ladies up on the show that are, they're international bestsellers. And so whenever that takes place, as in the past, I like to really promote that. I think it's really great when people step out and put their words in a book to create that visibility needed for people in business today. I mean, we're all experts at what we do, but who recognizes that, and how are you being recognized? So being in a book right now is probably one of the most powerful ways to share your message with everyone out there, not only in the country, but in the world. So with the power of the Internet and the power of Internet radio, we're able to do that. Get so excited about that, because 7 years ago when I started doing this radio show, that was the idea that I had in mind, was on how to share everyone else's message, how to help them market themselves as experts and thought leaders, not only across the country and in their own neighborhood, but around the world. So we're super excited. And we're going to have them up after the little bit of a monologue that I do. But one of the things I want to talk about, as I do every show, being as my background is the casino, 20 years in the gaming industry, the one thing that I learned 20 years later, and hey, don't we all as business owners learn so much way after the fact because we're stuck in the middle of it during it? I learned that the word gamble has an acronym that works for me that became not one program but multiple programs. So the word gamble for me stands for growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. So every week I pick a word and I give a challenge. So this week is no different, okay? And one of the things I want to talk about is the word of marketing. Now, we all know that marketing is something that we need to do with our business. We all know that with the Internet, we can market ourselves everywhere, just like this show. But for me, marketing stands for something different, just like the word gamble stands for something different for me. It comes from within inside of yourself. And so marketing for me means that all your words, all your actions, okay, all your body language, everything that you do when you walk into a room or you're on social media or whatever it is you're doing is how you are marketing yourself in today's world. So if you have great-looking branding and your website looks good, maybe your book cover's great, you've got a great title, tagline, whatever it is, remember that the steps you take, the actions you create, and the words you speak are marketing who you are. And a lot of us don't stop and realize that. Now, I know that majority of our listeners are business owners, which are also parents, which are also volunteers in the community. And some of you are stay-at-home parents. So whether you're raising children, raising the wall of your company, building an organization, or just trying to be the best you can at being a solopreneur, it's very important to make sure that the words you speak, the things that people see, are representing who you really are. And a lot of times it's hard to figure that out. So here's a couple suggestions. One is, if you're having trouble with marketing yourself, maybe it's because you don't know what it is that you want to do, how you want to do it, who you're doing it with, so that you can properly market yourself to the people that you need to be in front of. So a lot of us suffer from not being clear enough on our message. And a lot of times, you know, I use the person that stands up that does makeup. Or maybe they are in an organization that sells coffee. And they say they can provide opportunity for anyone who drinks coffee or anyone that has skin. And we know that they probably could, but do you know anybody? Does anybody pop up in your mind when you say anybody that has skin? I mean, that's probably everybody we ever bump into. So be more specific on what it is that you're trying to do, who you're trying to help. Be clear on it, so then you can work on how you're marketing yourself into that environment. So if you stand up and say, I can provide help for anyone that has skin, you're marketing yourself as someone that may be confused about who they want to do business with. Because we can't help everybody. We know that. We'd love to be able to help anybody, but that's not really reality. We need to have a specific niche, a specific market, and a specific thing that we could provide for specific people. Because if we don't, we're going to just be like shooting, you know, this arrow out into the world and hoping that it lands somewhere and somebody has enough time to read the little place on the arrow it says came from. Chances are you're going to be missing out on everything. So be clear about what you do. If you're not clear about what you do, learn something. Maybe you read a book about it. Maybe you watch a YouTube video. Maybe you hire a coach. First, you need to educate yourself on what it is you need to do. Then you need to educate yourself on who you need to help you do it. And then you need to educate yourself on what it is to go out and do. So sometimes that all starts with either sitting down and writing down all the things that you touch every day and see how overwhelming your day really is, because you're not recognizing it because you're too busy touching everything. Simple thing that I do is I look in the mirror and I have a conversation. I know it sounds crazy, so don't do it out in public, but have that conversation with yourself, the honest conversation, and create a plan of action and take small steps to do it so that you cannot get overwhelmed and develop a better excuse than you had before you start doing this. It's real important. That is, if you want to be successful in life. Business is great, but life is even more important. And if you can't be successful in your own life, then you're just fooling yourself about anything else you're trying to be successful in. Whether it's raising a family, developing a relationship with your spouse, being a volunteer in your community, or running a business. So, your choice. So the word of the week is marketing. The challenge of the week is to sit down and recognize what you're trying to market, who you're trying to market it to, and the steps, the actions, the words, the movements that you're making daily that represent who you are and how you are marketing yourself to what you think you need to be marketing to. Think about a coach. Think about a mentor. Think about somebody that's going to hold you accountable for these random thoughts that you're having and not putting into action. So I'm going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back. I'm going to bring up my guest today, and we're going to be talking to Kim Boudreaux-Smith, Love Austin, and Perletta J. Ramos. And these ladies are from different parts of the country, so we're really excited about that. We're going to be talking about Bold is Beautiful, Breakthroughs in Business, best-selling author's book that just came out, I want to say 2 weeks ago, but they're going to correct me, I'm sure, because you know from listening to me, I don't always get it exactly right. That's what makes me special. Anyway, we have a great show lined up, so stay tuned. Get a refill on the coffee. Get a paper and pencil so you can take some notes. And the first note should be, figure out how you're marketing yourself and who you're marketing it to and if it's working. We'll be right back.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
So you think you're tough enough for a Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to toughtalkwithtonygambone.com.
All right. Well, welcome back to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and, you know, that commercial's been around for a while. I still listen to it and kind of smile a little bit. Anyway, we have a great show lined up, as I mentioned. If you're just tuning in, you know, you can call into the show 347-989-1363 and ask questions. Press 1. If you just want to listen by phone, just dial in 347-989-1363. You can find out about all the shows run here on the Tough Talk Radio Network by going to toughtalkradionetwork.com. And listen, while you're typing all this in, connect with us, right? Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, we're out there. Just type in Tony Gambone or Tough Talk Radio Network, and you'll find us. If you'd like to be a guest on one of the shows, check out the website and fill out a registration form, and we'll get you a scheduled date to get on the shows. We're always looking for people to bring valuable information to our listeners. Now, what is valuable information? That's something that you're doing great in your world. That's what we want to hear about. Okay, so if you're interested in hosting your own show, we have those opportunities as well. You can find everything you need to find on toughtalkradionetwork.com, and you can email us at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. Okay, so I'm going to bring up these three great authors that we best-selling authors. So let me just bring them up one at a time. Kim Boudreaux-Smith, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tony, good morning. Thank you for having me here.
My pleasure. And Love Austin, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Tony. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. And Pauletta, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Tony. It's a pleasure to be here this morning with you and the other ladies.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So I'm going to start out, and I just there's this routine that I go through, ladies, so please bear with me, okay? I just want to show off who you are and get a little bit of bragging going on about where you're from and all that there. So, Kim, tell me where you're calling in from and where you're from originally.
I'm calling in from Birmingham, Michigan, which is a suburb of Detroit, and I'm born and raised in Royal Oak, Michigan, which is just a couple miles away.
And, Love, how about yourself?
Well, I'm just all American. as we speak, I am in California, and I was born in New Jersey, raised on an island in North Carolina, and then moved out here to California when I was about 8, and it's been history since then.
Awesome. And Pauletta, yourself?
I live in Avondale, Arizona, which is a suburb of Phoenix, and I grew up in a little town on the border of Pennsylvania called Youngstown, Ohio.
I've heard of that little town, being from Pennsylvania myself. Very good. So, okay, so we've proved that you ladies are from different parts of the country, and it seems like Love has put on a little bit more mileage than everyone else traveling from state to state. But what brought you all together? So I'm going to start with you, Love. How did the three of you ladies, how did you meet these other two ladies?
Well, I was fortunate and unfortunate to be in the book The Missing Piece with Kate Gardner, and Kim Boudreaux-Smith was in The Missing Piece as well, another international bestseller. And Kim is actually my mentor. I have to tell you guys the truth. She's so freaking fabulous. So I've been hanging out with Kim for since January, and we really work well together, and I've learned so much from Kim and developed a lot from Kim. But I also own my own coaching business. So Kim and I met there, and then I'm in Bold is Beautiful, the book we're talking about today, which is so freaking awesome. And I met Pauletta. while doing Bold is Beautiful, because you meet so many wonderful co-authors and incredible women when, you know, we're doing this, and a few good men too. So that's how we all met.
Okay, very good. And Perletta, you know, I'm saving you for last, Kim, because I have something up my sleeve here. But Perletta,
okay.
Tell me how you met Kim, and because I think that Kim is the common denominator here. But how did you first meet Kim in love?
Well, I'll just start by saying Kim is the common denominator here. I met Kim through my friend, who's Raj Shell, and she's also a co-author in the book. So, and she introduced me to the project, and as a result of that, I was able to meet love as well.
Well, I got to tell you, this is really exciting for me, because I'm always talking about this kind of stuff that happens when you get together with a bunch of people, build a team, build a relationship, and then share it in a book. So, Ms. Boudreaux-Smith, what
yes.
is it that made you decide? I mean, you guys mentioned Kate Gardner, who is someone that I met about 4 years ago, and that's the power of the Internet, right? And
mm-hmm.
But through Kate Gardner, I got to meet Christine Marmory and all Celeste Johnson, all some really incredible people. But Kim, tell me how, and I know that you and Christine just got back from a vacation in Cancun, which, you know, I tried to get there, but you guys wouldn't tell me where you were at. So tell me how you came upon the idea of doing the book.
Well, I go back, it'll be, oh my goodness, 3 years this December, where I received an email from somebody I was connected with through the power of Internet, stating that she was going to step in to this anthology. And I said, oh, I'm interested. Is there more spaces? And she, in turn, introduced me to Christine Marmoy. So I stepped into Christine's first anthology, which is Success in High Heels, which came out 2 years ago. It'll be 3 years this coming up April. So that's how I got to know Christine. And I went to Christine and said, hey, Christine, my business is international, but it's not strong enough. How can I make it bigger? How can I take it to the next multiple levels? How can I leverage this? And Christine would come back to me and say, Kim, you need to compile and pull together a book. And I would just laugh at Christine. I'm like, okay, forget it. Because I'm not the writer. I'm the talker. And I continuously say this, Tony. I'm not the writer. I'm the talker. And so I ended up, after a couple more times of hearing Christine, I thought, by the third time around, Christine says this to me, I better sit up and be a little serious. And so I birthed Bold is Beautiful, the first book, which came out in December. And that was all about trials and tribulations that the women have gone through to arrive to where they're at today. Now, what I felt after that one, there needed to be a second book where we go from where we are today and how do we move it forward in business. So that was the purpose of pulling together Bold is Beautiful, the Breakthrough to Business Strategies that came out September 15th. So that was, what, about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks? The time's flying.
Yeah. Yeah, so I want to mention some websites here just so people can, you know, people like to move around while they're listening, so I want them to see some good stuff. There's boldradiostation.com, there's attorneywell-being.com, and there's stoa.veb.com. Okay, and so these are ways that you can find out more about my guest. I highly recommend every week that if you take the opportunity to look at the information on websites, one, you can learn a lot. Two, you might be missing out on something you should be doing. So take the time to, look at these websites and find out more about it. They can purchase the book on any of the websites. So I want to start back over again, and I'm going to start with you, Kim, because...
Yeah.
We mentioned that you're the common denominator here, okay? But
mm-hmm.
I know that the Internet is this huge place, And just like if you're networking in your own area, if you're trying to grow your business, the internet multiplies it and just adds so many more opportunities, which come with so many more shiny objects to be distracted from. I know that you do a radio show. I know that you're a mentor and a coach. I know that you have a lot going on, multiple books. How did you rein in the focus to complete your daily day?
Well, I'm a big person that takes time. I wake up early in the morning. I'm a morning person. First thing I do is I take time for me. And that is, I love peace and quiet. So first thing in the morning with the meditation, and I read a little bit of a book, depending upon what book. Right now I've got three books going. I may journal, and I did say earlier I'm not the writer, so my journaling consists of maybe just a couple sentences. And I enjoy my cup of coffee with my protein bar. I take that time for me, and then I'm ready to hit the day road running with power walking with my three-year-old black lab Gracie, or running out the door to teach a weight training class. That is first and foremost. I always have a to-do list, so I know what I need to accomplish for just for the week, and I break those down into the bit-by-bit pieces, if you will, day-to-day on the to-do list. And I can stay focused that way. I'm having some challenges, though. I've got to be quite honest, since we're live on the air this morning. In my home office, my studio in my home office, the whole house is torn apart. So everybody's regime is off. So even more so, I have to be really focused because we're painting the whole house. And, so there's a lot of movement going on. There's a lot of people around, and I'm not used to that. So I really have to stay really focused. So I've been taking some mid-breaks right now in the middle of the day and going doing a quick 10-minute meditation or getting outside, because here in Michigan right now we're in fall, and that sun is beautiful. And I've been going outside just for 10 minutes just to get some sun just standing there just to reprieve and decompress from everything that's going on around me.
I like that. Standing in a place to get quiet, whether it's in a closet, in the sunlight, or anywhere, maybe it's in your car, it's real important to get that quiet time so you could revamp. It's like kind of rebooting your brain to get back on course. So very challenging when your office is in any way or shape or form different than it was on the normal. So very good stuff. Love, let me ask you, I'm looking at Real Life with Love talk show, okay? So it says that you're a coach, a trainer, and an agape intelligence. I like that. So want far more wow relationships, a fun, joy, enjoyable life. So tell me, is this a pill that you take? Is there a system that you get? Because I want some of that enjoyable lifestyle.
You know what, Tony? I was waiting for you to ask about it. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Why'd you have to go there? Yes, agape intelligence, AI, is become the way that I live my life. I was having so many struggles. I've been an RN for, a little over 25 years, but I really look cute, so it's hard to tell I'm that old. But
can't argue with that.
Thanks, Tony. I've been in corporate for a lot of years, and then, I figured out last year that, damn, I'm not employable. And because my brain doesn't fit in any box. Well, over the last 5 years, I've been developing a solution-based process called Agape Intelligence, because we have so many struggles as people, having great, healthy relationships. The world tells us you have to be related to the person that has a certain name tag. And, they get to treat you any way they want to treat you. And so we have a lot of concerns when it comes to not understanding why we will react the way we do to certain things or behave the way we do. And agape intelligence really starts as a foundation. It's a house. I love the idea that it's a house. It starts with self-study, and people say, oh, you mean self-aware? No, I'm aware that I got fingers and toes and all that. But self-study is something that most humans don't do. We study everything else. We study other people. We study books. We study all these things, but we don't study ourselves. So that's part of the what we do, and we do a lot of how-to, and then we move over to self-control and self-management because we are looking at how can we respond to a situation more than react to a situation or a person. And then we get into choosing boundaries that will really help you to have these healthy, happy relationships, having empathy, things like that. So it's actually a how-to process, how to love yourself. We start right there because most people don't ever say good things about themselves. You know, they may be thinking, oh, I did a good job on that. But they don't, like, get in a mirror and go, damn, I'm beautiful. Damn, I'm gorgeous. Doug, look, I'm brilliant. Look at what I can do. They don't do that every day. So if you can't do that for yourself, what happens in our brains is we expect other people to do it for us, right? Because we've been trained that way since we were in infancy, for other people to imprint on us. So what I really help people process through in groups, workshops, and one-to-one, those are a little bit more difficult, but I do them, is to work on an underlying theory that of being selfful and understanding that they are important and the work that they do matters, especially women. I really do focus on women. There's a lot more, but that's my story.
Well, I tell you, with I'm right there with you with the mirror. Okay, I think it's important for us to see our own beauty, and mm-hmm. and you know they say women have that challenge more than men, and I think that's because men live behind the reasoning why they're supposed to not have that challenge, but I think they do have it as well. Self-worth mm-hmm. is important, and the fact that you're using agape, that word, intelligence, AI, I love it. I think it's, I like that. I just really like it. It caught my eye, so it's working. Okay, so Parletta, let me ask you about, you're an attorney, and you know, when people say attorney, sometimes they get a little cringe. Tell me what type of attorney that you are.
I've done a lot of different work over the years. That's so funny. So from commercial litigation to being a municipal lawyer, an executive, as well as a lobbyist.
Mm. So the question comes, okay, we have someone out there is teaching you how to love yourself. We have another lady out there bringing all these people together to share their messages and their greatness. And how did you, so this speaks a lot about who you are, because you're in a group that needs no definition. You're a lawyer. I mean, a lot of schooling, and I'm not discounting love that you went to school to be an RN, because that's huge as well. But how did you get yourself involved or connected to these ladies in this book, and how is the book working for you?
Well, let me say, I think we're connected by our vision and a passion to help people to evolve who they are, to stand more in their power, and to, like, speak their truth. So I think that would be how I would define our connection. My specific interest in working with lawyers, and it's lawyers as well as busy professionals, because here's my take. I spent, as you said, 3 years in law school after 4 years of college. I went on to get a PhD, which was another 5 years, all because I have an interest in one thing, and that is helping people to be happy. I've been fascinated with this concept of what is happiness since I was a little girl. I didn't say I was going to be a lawyer, get a PhD. What I said is I wanted to be happy, and I've been on this quest all of my life, and I think actually that's a quest that humanity also is on. And we do it in individual, in very specific ways. And so for me, the passion in the book is being able to do what you talked about earlier, which is being a thought leader and communicating ideas to help people have a fantastic and amazing life, because we all want that.
Mm. I love it. I really like the fact that when I did a compilation book, and I was talking about sharing a message from a miracle that I experienced through God. And after the book was all done, and it's July, since July, this week I had a conversation with the gentleman who read the book, and he says, I'm really surprised on how many people in the book were connected to Christ. And I was like, I didn't realize that. And so when you start allowing yourself to be involved in different things, there's so many things that just keep coming up over and over and over and over, and new, keeps getting new. So Kim, being the ringleader here of this book, have you recognized things coming out that you didn't recognize in the other books, or you didn't have a clue what was going to take place?
I had no idea. When I decided, Tony, to do this second book around business, so when I spoke with these women, of course these women, whether it was a successful career in corporate or a successful career corporate then leaving, which I did, like Love and I have both been in corporate and left and started our own businesses, it was very cut and dry, I guess, is the words I'd like to use in this moment when I was interviewing these people and talking with them and saying, this is what I want for this book, is find your niche in business and let's pay it forward. But the more I started getting into this, this book really became the spirit of entrepreneurship. And I don't mean just the spirit of owning a business and that drive, because I never had that drive as a young girl wanting to be an entrepreneur. I just knew that when I was in corporate, I felt like a caged animal, a wild animal that was caged constantly, even though I was in outside sales and marketing, you know, out and about and not sitting in an office all day, I still felt caged. So what really evolved from this was, if I could just reiterate and come back around to what Perletta just said, you know, of mankind, it's that spirit of mankind, and that I think a lot of us human beings have been lost through because of the beauty of the internet, you know, the shiny, flashy objects and all this fast-paced stuff that we have going on. And don't get me wrong, I love this fast-paced stuff, but losing sight on our total beings, and we're still very busy doing. Losing sight on our total beings and still busy doing. It's that busyness, and it's more activity than productivity, more activity than productivity. And we're losing that relationship, that touchy-feely relationship. And I know that we all don't have the time or maybe the funds and the opportunities to all meet face-to-face. But man, oh man, this ear-to-ear, the voices, you know, where we're connected on social media and then we come together through our voices, is very powerful for me. And that's what I wanted Bold is Beautiful Breakthrough to Business Strategies to be. I wanted people that when they picked up that book, they could actually feel the women through those pages.
So let's tell everyone where they could purchase the book.
Right now, we could go on Amazon.com and just type in Bold is Beautiful, and you'll see the two books come up. And this most recent one is The Breakthrough to Business Strategies, and you can get your copy on Amazon.
Okay. But each author has a page where someone can go and purchase the book, right?
Yes. Love has an author page, and so does Perletta, if I all remember correctly. And also, too, the ladies, you can also get in touch with the ladies here on the show and get your copy through them as well. What I like to do is I have copies here in my office, so when somebody wants one, I can sign it if they still want it to be signed, and I just mail it out. And you can do the same, too, with Love and Perletta.
And so my recommendation to the listeners out there is connect with all three, get three signed copies, okay, because the book is really good, and you're going to want to share it with someone, but you're going to want to make sure you have it to go back to, because this is a book that you're just not going to read one time. It's you can keep going back and learning more. Is that correct?
Yes, this is a book to keep at your fingertips. You know, I have a lot of books here, Tony, that I read and then put back up on my shelf, and I read and I set them down, and I'll return to it maybe in another month or two and pick something up from it. But yes, this is a book that will help business owners, not just women, but business owners, to relate what a lot of the women have gone through their hearts, to step into where they're at, and then they gave their tips of their niche. Like, for an example, with love, you know, the AI, Gape Intelligent, we have another co-author, her niche is selling. And so they're giving tips in these chapters of what we can use personally in our lives and our business to continue moving forward, because there's nothing more in the whole wide world that saddens me that somebody lose hope and quit. Because there's a whole group of us out there through this whole wide world and social media that you can reach out and collaborate with and build your village around.
Okay. So, Love, and the correct name is Loveta. Tell me your full name.
Lovely. Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
Yeah, I just learned how to spell it too, Tony. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, you know, years ago, I dated a girl in high school. Her name was Lovie, L-O-V-I-E. So I don't get to meet too many people with that name, especially the fact. Now, I mean, I have to go here because it's just making me crazy. Agape, you know, it stands for love.
Yeah,
I mean,
unconditional
love.
Did
you just wake up and go, oh, this is just perfect? How did that come across, I mean, to put all that together as what you do?
Well, I have to say that what Kim just said and Perletta just said, this is very much everything I'm about. I think everyone is looking for, so how do I become happy? What does happiness mean? And different people have a different thing, but in Agape Intelligence, having unconditional love, happiness, as far as AI is concerned, is considered choosing happy, healthy relationships. And that means with yourself, with your almighty, with food, with other people, with your exercise, you know, all of those things, everything that we're connected to, and especially with each other. So I was talking one day, and I read, I'm such an egghead, Tony. It's so funny. Like, I will read anything from Marcus Aurelius, right, Meditations of Marcus Aurelius, to Nietzsche, to Buddhism, whatever it is. You know, because I really want to understand people, and I have to do that for Agape Intelligence to evolve it on a daily basis and improve its processes for all different kinds of people and women, you know. And so I'm like, okay, so what's the best thing? And I was talking to my ma of choice, because I truly think that you could pick your family, and I make everybody my family. Like, now you're my brother, Tony. I'm sorry, yeah. And so we were talking, and she's like, you know, it's just, you know, that God love, that, like, all-encompassing, unconditional love, even if you don't like the behavior, you still, you know, you can still have that. I was like, yes, that's it. A copy of Intelligence. Thank you. She was like, what the hell is your problem? And I'm like, I got it. Because I had already put the process together. But the hardest thing for me is to come up with, you know, the name of something. And it just came to me like that. I was, of course, talking in one of my great relationships, and that's how it came about. So, yeah, in Agape Intelligence, like you said, Tony, it is about unconditional love. That doesn't mean that people get to do whatever they want to you, or you get to do whatever you want to them, because we teach you throughout the process what's up. What it means is that we learn how to choose those relationships that are healthy and happy, and then choose to love on people from afar when we can't, because of our behaviors, have a happy, healthy relationship with them. You know? So
I like it. I like it. So what you're saying is there is a balance between love and being a doormat.
Oh, definitely. We don't do doormat. We do boundaries. And I always teach people, one of the big things I teach people about boundaries, because remember, another underlying theme of Agape Intelligence is you're important and you matter. Well, everyone's important and they matter, right? So what I call it is the policies and procedures of dealing with different people. So, yes, I use the word boundaries, but it's very different in Agape Intelligence in that usually boundaries are talking about what you don't want, you know. So I see boundaries as a fence around your house, the Agape Intelligence house, and then you have a gate that you can open and close, right? Things you can let in, you can grow through, things like that. Maybe you eke out your boundaries more. So it's not just what you don't want. That's kind of how the human mind works. We kind of focus more on the negativity. But it's also helping them to process to the next level of boundaries, which is what you do want to have happen with you. And I'm a proponent of not saying to people, listen, you want to treat people like, you know, you would like to be treated. That I don't like that one. And I'll tell you why. It's because the way somebody else may want to be treated, I don't know you like that. Maybe you like to be jacked. I don't know. I need to tell you how I want to be treated. So we work through, like I said, the process of self-study and coming to understand what it is you really want. You know, and then we even help people to exchange language. So if you're saying on paper, okay, I want this, I want this, I want this, how you communicate it to someone else, because we hear the word want so much, is you say, I need blah, 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 blah. I need to let you know, Tony, this has been a wonderful show, and I feel so good. I got to tell you, I need to hear that all kinds of people are listening to the Tony Gumbo show, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's how we say it, you know, because it really expresses exactly what it is you need. But behind the scenes, I really work with, like I said, the groups, the workshops and things to really help you to get there. And here's what I can't stand. I love coaches, but here's what I can't stand about, you know, just arbitrary coaches. What are you giving people? Please tell me it's not just I'm a coach. Please have some content, you know, because the human mind needs the content. We're not all the same type of learner. So some of us need tactile, some of us need to hear it, some of us need to see it. Take the time to develop some content, you know, and it also helps to make sure that your message is on point with that person. And it helps them to remember, because Agape Intelligence is, I always say this too, Agape Intelligence is something that I use every day. Yes, I use my own product. And I want to know that a coach is using their own product, you know? So.
Well, it's hard to drink their own Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
but that's
right.
A challenge. Yeah. So, okay. So, Perletta, you know, I'm looking on your website, and you provide service. Actually, correct me if I'm not getting this right, but you're a coach for lawyers.
That's correct. I coach lawyers, yes.
Yeah, so, okay, so people, I mean, I'm tripping over this a little bit myself, because you must be really, really good at what you do if lawyers are hiring you to coach them. I mean, I'm not trying to put a bad name on lawyers, but they spend a lot of time going to school to learn what they do, but yet you're teaching them, and maybe I hope I'm getting this right. So for me, I'm going to compare it to a doctor learning more about the holistic side of medicine. Am I there? Are you teaching them a different way of doing their business?
Let me break down my vision and view of lawyers, which sounds like it's a little bit separate from your view of lawyers. Lawyers are people too. Right? They tend to be high achievers and goal-driven, but who isn't? I think, and let me say, I practiced law for about 15 years in the traditional sense, and I've worked alongside people who have an earnest interest in helping. So from my perspective, the legal profession is a helping profession, similar, as you mentioned, to doctors and medical professionals or social workers or therapists, for example, because we deal with people's problems all the time. We don't oftentimes think of lawyers in that way, but that's actually a part of my philosophy when I work with lawyers. And so who is that person when they're constantly hearing people's problems, and not just hearing them, but they're hired to resolve the problem in every sense? So I know that's a very different perspective from how we think of lawyers, but that's actually the role of most lawyers. We're counselors as well as legal professionals. So as a human being, the lawyer is receiving clients, and they're supposed to resolve their clients' issues. Well, how does the practice of law actually impact the lawyer as a person? Quite often, we're supposed to set aside our own personal interests to be of service to our client. And I actually think there's a flaw in that, because the reality is we can't set aside who we are. We try to do it, but then there are ethical issues that quite often come up within ourselves. There are dilemmas that we must resolve. So the basic premise of my working with lawyers is you're human too, right? You're busy. And this is why I mentioned very early on when I talked about I work with lawyers as well as busy professionals, because in this world, we're all busy. We're multitasking a whole host of things. There's an unrealistic expectation that we're supposed to do everything perfectly. And in that craziness, we're supposed to also keep up with, you know, social media, be perfect parents, wonderful wives, and have this fantastic and amazing life. And the reality is, that's all exhausting. And when people don't take time to really get centered on who and what they are, they can lose themselves in their busyness. So that is what happened to me. I had achieved my goals, my financial goals, like in my 30s. I was married. I had a husband. We had the 2 point whatever kids. We had a home. We had a vacation home. We took vacations. We had money in the bank. And I looked at my husband and I said, I should be happy, but I'm not. Oh, my God. And he looked at me and said, yeah, you should be happy. Why aren't you? And it was during that, it took me about 10 years to kind of go, oh, okay, I'm living the American dream. But what's my dream? I had lost the connection with my purpose, which wasn't, it's multiple purposes. It's certainly I wanted to be a good mother and wife and career person. But what made my heart sing? Henry David Thoreau is quoted as saying, you know, most men lead lives of quiet desperation and go to the grave with a song still in them. I felt that. I was like leading this life, but I had a song that I wasn't singing. And I think busy professionals, lawyers in particular, have that same experience quite often. We're so busy being productive, being effective, building businesses, representing clients, you know, working out, taking care of this and that, that we lose that sense of what's the song. We don't have time to have fun and laugh and focus on what our purpose is. And so my work with the clients is actually to bring them and to help them really get focused and centered on unlocking their power, which is the title of my chapter, unlocking their power and using their story and vision to design their life.
Okay, so I want to just make sure that I clear up a couple of things. First of all, I used that lawyer thing just to make sure that I could find out the real Pearletta, and I think that lawyers are as much needed as firefighters and doctors and everything else. And like everyone in different areas of business, people get, you know, one thing happens and everybody gains the title of it. So I totally want to make sure that you understand that I just wanted to prompt you to tell me your passion. And, girl, you did it. That was awesome. I love the fact. Mm-hmm. I really love the fact that you had it all, the American dream. And I'll take you to church for a second, and I apologize, but I can't help it. I was in church last month, and the preacher said, do you lean towards wisdom or wealth? And I imagined the whole church was trying to lean their way to wisdom, but they were really bent over sideways on wealth, because that's what we're taught. Grow,
absolutely.
Get education, do this. And then when you said that people go to their grave and haven't sung their song, with what's happened in my life, I got to explain to you that that's the most important reason why you're here, is to allow your passion to be seen and to live a little bit of life. Because at the end of the day, they're going to fight over the money. That's why I'm spending all mine, so when I die, I don't have any left for them to fight over. But the fact is, what you said is perfect. My question to you is, are you able to get into the school of the college in a, somewheres in there, or are you writing a book that's going to create this opportunity to be heard from people who are just starting out?
So let me answer the last question. Yes, I'm actually working on two books right now. And I think the second part of your question, I think, was relating to getting into the schools. And I'm going to answer that in a broader sense. So I have a philosophy. Actually, I think we all have a life philosophy. And that's a way, you know, a set of beliefs and ways and thoughts that we lead our life by. So I try to be aware of my philosophy and try to change things that are limiting and to expand myself. So that's like a part of my philosophy. And I mention that to say we don't live in a culture that really supports living on purpose and being authentic. And you mentioned that when you were capitalizing on something I said. We live in a culture that perpetuates this idea that success means outward manifestations of success, you know, money and cars and, you know, a certain lifestyle. And I think what we need to do is educate people, which is a part of my passion, that success is truly what you define success to be, whatever that is. And and a part of what I try to bring to my coaching clients and to the work that I do is research-based information. So getting this PhD for me was about bringing and talking about what Love just mentioned, bringing what does research say from researchers all over the world about happiness and how people create it. Well, what they say is after about $75,000, people are no more happy than people who, you know, don't make a lot of money. And when they compare folks in this country with people in underprivileged countries or third world countries, in many cases, those countries fare way better because what they focus on is different. It's the connection with others. It's relationships. It's not the outward manifestations of quote-unquote financial success. So back to the question you asked about related to education, I think that we need to educate people both in our family structures and within relationships and workshops and that sort of thing. But it would be fantastic if we instituted classes in school that actually taught children how to be more focused on them and supporting their talents, their natural talents, because quite often we don't do that. It's, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic. It's these standards of education. And the person, the child who's developing gets lost. So I'm not sure that's happening in you know, in a broader sense, but I think in some educational systems it is happening. I can tell you from the law school perspective, there are law schools that are becoming more proactive and actually teaching resilience for lawyers so that they're not so focused on the billable hour, right, which is quite often the gauge of success. Are you billing and making money? And they're helping lawyers to understand that they're a whole person. And although, you know, they may be expected to bill 3,000 or 4,000 hours a year, which is interesting, that they also, it's also important for them to take time out for themselves, to go within, to have a spiritual practice if that's important, to express their creativity because that can lead to a greater sense of well-being. I mean, I could go on and on. There are a whole host of research-based strategies that can be used to help people have a better experience in life, and I think we need to teach those in all levels of education.
Yep.
Well, I have hit pay dirt with you three ladies. This is really some valuable information, great information, actually, and I'm really thankful that I am able to learn this. I think that people need to buy this book. I put it up on social media, and we tweeted it out, okay? Bold is Beautiful, Breakthroughs to Business Strategies. We're talking with Kim Boudreaux-Smith, and we're talking with, Perletta J. Ramos, and we're also out of California talking to Love Austin. And so different backgrounds. Love, you're an RN, a B BA and a CPC, and mm-hmm. you've left that world of pretty good opportunity pay-wise and created your own thing. And, Perletta, you just explained to me, you know, I see an attorney, I went in one direction, and I have found out so much more about what you do. I didn't even know that anyone did that with attorneys. So that's how valuable it is to pay attention and understand more. And, Kim, I just can't believe how you have come across some – this is only just the tip of what your book is as far as authors go. I mean, I need to know – and I know that you're going to laugh at me, but when's the next book getting started? And I'm betting, I'm just betting because I'm not a writer either. I'm a talker. But
yes.
I'm betting that you're planning something, and it might have happened in Mexico. I'm not sure.
Well, the next book planning did not happen in Mexico, Tony. Right now, I launched an internet radio station, which where I host my show and Love hosts her show out of this past January. So that's been my love, and that's why I always say out the gate, I am not a writer, I'm a talker. There will be a third book. I'm right now am unclear and not sure. I know I want that book, what direction to go in. I'm just unsure. It's maybe at some point in time in 2015 to wrap up the trilogy of The Bold is Beautiful. But I will say this live on the air. The third book will involve men. We've got to have male perspective. The men that are around us women that are doing, you know, the breakthrough and living things differently. And it goes back to around what Perletta just said. And that's why Perletta is one of the co-authors in this book, is because of her depth of perception within herself. And being able to stand in the law business, she's so different from all of the, I don't mean to generalize Perletta, but the lawyers, like what Tony was getting at here in the beginning of the show. But it all comes back around, square peg round hole of our educational system. We're trying to take these beautiful children, our future, and cram them into a square peg and not teaching them the strength of their God-given gifts. And that's what a lot of in my opinion, it's very biased as the compiler of Bold is Beautiful, every single one of those 29 co-authors, that's what they brought to that book. It's their God-given gifts and their talents that were delivered to them. They are now sharing through that book.
Well, I'm totally impressed. And, you know, if people go to your website, boldradiostation.com, they can find the whole list of shows that are on weekly. I highly recommend that. If someone wanted to be a guest on your show, what do they do?
They can just reach out on that contact page on boldradiostation.com and just submit that contact page, and someone from the team will get back in touch with them. And we'll either, depending upon what their background is, we'll match them up with the proper host. And then it's up to the host if they want to move forward. We also, too, real quickly, we just launched networks. We just, at Bold Radio Station, we just launched networks here in September. And we've got three of them coming on in January. So there's a lot going on at Bold Radio Station. In between our shows, we've got some really cool music playing. So tune in if you need some music. Tony, you were saying early on in your show how you like to have conversations with yourself. I'm the girl at red light. I'm either dancing in my car to the music, or there's no music on and I'm having conversations with myself.
That's funny. Well, ladies, we're down to the end of the clock here, and I'm going to reach back out and get you back on some other shows. This was a lot of fun. I've only just gotten to the tip of things. I mean, Perletta, you got great stuff going on, and love you as well. And Kim, I'm hoping that I can keep up with you, and I hope you weren't teasing about the men being in the next book. So I really appreciate your time today.
Oh, Tony,
thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony.
Yeah, you're. And by the way, before we wrap this up real quick, Tony, you are an amazing man as well. So thank you. It was a great honor being on your show today. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I had so much fun, Tony. This was awesome.
Good deal. Well, I appreciate your time. I really appreciate your time, ladies. And I hope you have a blessed week and a great weekend. And I will be following around back to you soon.
Excellent.
All right,
thanks, Tommy.
All right, folks, we're out of time, so I'm just going to push the button, wrap it up, and see you next week.
This has been another edition of Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to www.toughtalkradionetwork.com.